This is Keyonte George, and you are listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
High pick and roll for Keyonte George, bursting the lane, gets to the window, and lays it up and in with an outstretched left hand.
For the second straight game, it came down to clutch time for the Jazz, as they and the Heat went down to the wire in Miami, Florida. With the Jazz looking for their first win on the final day of their three-game road trip, it would be a tall task against one of the top powers in the East over the last 5 years in the Miami Heat. The Jazz found themselves in a tied game with 5 minutes to go, but the playoff pedigree of the Heat shined through as they were able to secure a 126-120 victory over the scuffling Jazz. I'm Davis Ellington, and this is Jazz Game Rewind. Utah came into this one looking to salvage a win on their three-game trip. But they were the underdogs heading into Miami, facing off against a Heat team that came in having won 7 of their last 9. The Jazz found themselves leading at the half 62-58, thanks to the hot hand of Colin Sexton. The young Bull had 12 points and 3 assists in the opening half, and finished with 18 points and 5 assists on the night.
Sexton one-on-one on Hawkins, crossover drive, hangs to the rim, lays it up and in. Sexton works him inside, steps by him, left hand reverse side layup is good. Sexton hard drive at Robinson, right hand floater up, bounces around 3 times and goes home.
The Jazz headed into the half with a 4-point lead and were 20-0 on the season in games where they led going into halftime. Utah would build on that advantage at the start of the third quarter, stretching their lead to 11, the biggest advantage of the ball game. On cue, the Heat battled back with a run of their own to trim the lead to just 5 and forcing Coach Hardy to use a timeout. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone with that back-and-forth run to open the second half.
Leading at the half, they've got a 4-point advantage on Miami. Jazz beat the Heat earlier this year. Jazz could pull this off. This would be one of the most impressive wins of the year, if not the most impressive. Ron, what impresses you about what the Jazz have done tonight?
Well, really impressed me is the rookie in Hendricks and how well he's playing, how comfortable he is out there on the floor. And I think their on-ball defense is very, very good there as well.
Jazz only have 2 turnovers tonight. John Collins in the post, fades back out of the post and hits an 8-foot jump shot.
Different wrinkle in the play there with Markkanen finding Collins down on the low block.
Miami's only taken 4 free throws. They've turned it over 6 times. They are shooting it brilliantly. 50% from the floor and 53% from the three, and they trail by 6. Robinson, right wing 3, no good, and the rebound comes down to Keyonte. Miami shot it badly in Denver, their 1 loss recently, but otherwise they've shot it well. Here's Keyonte, hard right-hand drive, snakes around out to Collins for catch-and-shoot 3, comes off the iron hard, John gets his own rebound, then tries to bounce it through traffic, and Duncan Robinson kicks it with the right foot. Jazz lead at 64-58. Go ahead, Rob.
3 players with Florida ties.
Taylor Hendricks, whom else?
And John Collins is one.
John Collins, what's his tie here, Rob?
West Palm Beach.
Okay.
Newton High School. Newman High School, something like that.
Played his high school ball here after being born in Layton. Mom in the Air Force. Keyonte forced to take a 3 from deep as the shot clock winds down. And oh boy, is right. The Jazz lead by 9 as Keyonte hits the 3. And the Jazz, 12 for Keyonte, 12 for Collins, 12 for John Collins, leads the Jazz. Lob inside to Butler. Hendricks defending up tight on his body. Right hand shot, no good. And then Hendricks grabs the rebound without really turning around.
Some Jazz very good D. Didn't go for the pump fakes and still came up with the rebound.
What a moment for the youngster from Broward County. Sexton, free throw line, jumper good, and the Jazz are on a 16-3 run if you date it back to the second quarter, and they lead by 11. Largest lead by either side. 7-0 to open the quarter. Here's Rozier. Top to Jovic. Right side Butler, isolated on Hendricks, drives the lane. Taylor got him with a block. Jimmy gets it back and forces it up and in. Taylor Hendricks was in high school up the road near Fort Lauderdale when Jimmy Butler was playing in the NBA Finals in the bubble. Keyonte off a pick and roll, shoots the 3 and misses. Rebound Robinson for the Heat. Push ahead out of Bayou. Big steps to the rack, flares to the wing to Rozier. Top to Robinson, drives by Markkanen to the rim, layup good. Boy, Duncan Robinson has expanded his game beautifully. Colin Sexton, high drive, inside to John Collins, big steps in the rim, gets in trouble, throws it away, turnover number 3, loose ball, bounding around, guys on the ground. Somehow Miami comes up with it, and Adebayo with a layup. Hendricks and Adebayo run into each other. They're both limping to the bench. Jovic somehow ended up in the midst of that as well. He's limping to the bench. And a timeout on the floor. Jazz commit their third turnover of the game. Adebayo and Hendricks just both going for the ball, just pound into each other. And we'll see who's all right at the end of this when we come back from the timeout. But the Jazz lead it by 5 here in Miami with 9:22 left in the third.
The Jazz young players continued to impress tonight, as it was another phenomenal showing for rookie guard Keyonte George. George had 9 points in a back-and-forth fourth quarter, and Keyonte finished with a team-high 31 points on the night. Taylor Hendricks continued to blossom as well, as the rookie led the Jazz with 13 rebounds and 2 blocks in the game.
Keyonte, left wing Hendricks, quick release 3 is blocked by Robinson. He gets it back, pump fakes from 12, takes the shot and makes it. From 13 on the baseline, no. Offensive rebound, follow for Taylor Hendricks. Keyonte for 3, and he rattled it in. Keyonte, right corner 3. It must be the fourth quarter against Miami. A 3 ball on the right wing for Keyonte, who's been as good tonight as we've seen him. He's got 22 points, 5 of 10 from 3. Keyonte, ball fakes a 3, feeling it with 25 tonight. Crosses over, drives in the defense, gets open the lane. Finger roll, scoop, and a score.
For the Heat, it was Jimmy Butler's night, as the superstar scored a game-high 37 points and dished out 7 assists. Butler was a problem for the Jazz, improved defense down the stretch, securing a few big plays to put his team up ahead in the final minutes of the contest.
Jovic, left quarter, Jimmy Butler over Hendricks for 3, and he makes it. Butler on the roll to the basket, who lays it up and in. Jazz help defense got caught on the backside of Butler. Fast break the other way, Jimmy Butler. Taylor Hendricks at the window, pump fakes him the second time. Hendricks bites, he gets the contact and the bucket and the foul. Butler drives the left side with 5 on the clock, shoots it over the top of Hendricks and scores.
With the loss, Utah's record drops to 27-34, as they've struggled to put a W in the win column, losing 7 of their last 8. But the bright spots have been plentiful, as Utah was just a few possessions away from picking up a win tonight, as well as on Thursday against the Magic. The rookies George, Hendricks, and Sensabaugh are gaining valuable playing time and experience in their new roles after the trade deadline. And with veterans like Markkanen, Sexton, and Collins, Utah is building the foundation of a contending roster for seasons to come. Utah will be home Tuesday night to take on the Washington Wizards. You can get your tickets for that contest and all Jazz home games by going to utahjazz.com. And catch all the Jazz action on KJazz or Jazz Plus. As that'll do it for us here at Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Davis Ellington. We'll see you next time.